Now, a quick reminder about next week. We're hitting the road. Yes, we're on tour around the country. We're starting in Tralee, up to Galway, across Athlone, across the Navan, and then back to Marley Park. And we're doing runs or walks or jogs each day. And we're broadcasting live from the Roadcaster. It's very exciting. We'd love for you to be involved. Come along, say hello, and walk with us or run with us or jog with us. So the plan is we do the show as normal from 3 to 4:30 from the Roadcaster. And then at 5:30, we have a 5K run. You can sign up now. runwithray.ie. So it's Tralee on Monday, Galway, University of Galway on Tuesday, then over to Athlone for Wednesday, Navan is Thursday, and then Marley Park on Friday. And we'd love to see you there. runwithray.ie. Now, at the end of February, we had the legendary English poet John Cooper Clarke on the show. It was a real treat. It's very entertaining, very funny. The next day, just by coincidence, we had Irish poet Jan Brereton in studio. Great character, very entertaining, was a real treat. Jan had written a book called Everybody is a Poem, Midlife and Rhymes, and in that book there's a poem about John Cooper Clarke, a response to one of his poems. Jan read it on air and told us her dream was to work with John Cooper Clarke. She manifested it, put it out there to the universe, all those things that the young people say, and Jan is back because it all worked out. Good afternoon, Jan.
Hello, how are you?
So where were you last night?
I was on the stage, the Olympia in Dublin.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying this. Like, my hometown, Northsiders, Southsiders, well-heeled Dublin Treers, lend me your ears. I was there for 10 minutes. I can fit a lot of my poems into 10 minutes. They're pretty short, right? And before Dr. John Cooper Clarke.
Now, you had been in the audience.
Yes.
So this is weird for you.
Yeah, so the last time that himself and Mike Garry, they always kind of play together, were in the Olympia, I was sitting in row L. I pointed out the two seats when I was on the stage last night with my friend Kira. And yeah, I remember coming away from that going, oh God, wouldn't it be great to just have, like, imagine being on stage with him, you know? What a legend. And even after talking to you that day when we were in and you got me to read the poem, which I kind of wrote in response to his, I Want to Be Yours. It kind of got me, kind of lit the flame. I was like, okay, I've kind of said it out loud now. There's a poem in the book. Put me money where my mouth is. And yeah, got in touch with like promoters. It wasn't quite like, I was saying, it's not quite baby reindeer stuff, but I definitely did a bit of love bombing. You know, I was like, okay, who can I send the book to? Who can I send the tea towel to or whatever?
Yeah.
And yeah, I got the call probably about 2 weeks ago or 10
so
days ago.
You contacted the Olympia Theatre and they probably said, well, you'll have to talk to his people.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. How did you get a contact for his people? Did they give it to you?
Yeah, no. My agent, I sound very literary there. My literary agent was like, do we know anyone who knows John Cooper Clarke? Oh, I know the promoters. I'll ask them. And Jamie from the promoters was like, give me the book and I'll put it in the man's hands. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay. And that they got a book. And then I was like, okay, who's his PR person? And I wrote to her. I'm a great letter writer, like, and I wrote to her. And
how would you introduce yourself?
I just was like, it's, you know, middle-aged mama too, wrote a poem in 2021. It went viral, and now I'd like to be on the stage with John Cooper Clarke. That was basically it.
Yeah. Did you mention that you'd written response to his poem?
Do you know what? I'm not sure if I did in the letter. To be honest with you, I think I might have said
a bit
needy. Baby reindeer.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I made a lipstick called Yoga because there's a poem in the book called Lipstick Is My Yoga.
Right.
Other people do yoga and stretch and I put lipstick on and I feel amazing.
It looks amazing.
Thank you. And I made a lipstick and I sent it to this lady in the post. It really does sound very stalky. But anyway.
And she is his agent or PR.
She works with him. Yeah, okay, yeah. Fine. Gorgeous woman.
Yes.
And she's a lifelong red lipstick wearer. So we're in the same club.
Right.
And yeah, kind of she was like, look, you know, leave it with me. I'll see what I, you know, nobody ever says yes immediately.
Of course.
And even up until I had gotten like the itinerary from the tour agent, I was like, it might not be happening. Don't be planning your outfit or anything. You know, my first thing when I did hear, I got it. I was like, oh my God, what am I going to wear? And then I was like, what am I going to read? 10 minutes, you know. But, it was
so
class.
You better answer both of those questions.
Okay, well, I wore a gorgeous jumpsuit.
Right.
It was massive. And I read, because now, you know, I've got books. now. Plural.
Yes, you have two.
So I read a couple from the first one and I read a couple from the new one. And then I had written a brand new John Cooper Clarke poem a few weeks ago when my kids were playing bowling in the Plex in Coolock.
As you do
with all the ping and the amusements behind. So I read that because I just took his one, I Want to Be Yours, you know, and I took the whole kind of composition of it and I flipped it. So I used a lot of the kind of stuff that he uses in it. I'll read it for you if you want.
Yeah, please.
Okay, right. Because he can't really tell you all about it and not read it. Okay. So it's called You'll Always Be For Me. So his one is called I Want to Be Yours. So this is me talking back. You can be my vacuum cleaner when I can't find the brush. You can be my lift to work or my ticket for the bus. You know I like tea with me dinner. If I was a quiz, you'd be me winner. You'll always be for me. You can be my woolly scarf. I'll wrap you around me neck. Say you'll be my five-star cruise. I need your hands on deck. I'll be your dessert. I'll be your dish. I'll be your dreams. You'll be my wish. You'll always be for me. Come on and be me action man with eagle eyes and muscles. I can be your Cindy or your favourite jigsaw puzzle. Solve me like a Rubik's Cube. Twist me brain. Rub me boobs. You'll always be for me. You can be my running tap. I will never thirst. You can be my midday nap. When I'm sick, you'll be me nurse. Be the butter on me toast. You're the one I love the most. You'll always be for me.
Ah, brilliant.
Ah, oh, thanks. That'll be book number three.
Yeah, that got a huge round of applause.
Oh, yeah, that was the last one. And yeah. And you know what he said to me before he was going on stage? You know, I kind of waited. They all waited for me while I was reading, which was lovely. So when I came off, I go, all right, kid, that was great. You know, a little punch on the shoulder, a little gentle punch because he's so tiny. Yeah. And
he's bird-like.
Yeah, but he's just ace. Anyway, before he went on, I was like, all right, John, I hope it goes really well. Have a good one. And he went, that's the plan, John. I was just like, that's done. You know,
that could be the name of your next book.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to have to write a poem called That's a Plan, John.
What was it like? Now, so we know all the facts, but let's get into the feelings of it.
Yeah.
Going out on stage.
Yeah.
This has been like pretty mad over the last few years, yeah, hasn't it? You know, the first one, as you said, went viral. Now two books and now on stage. Now you've performed. You've read your poetry in front of people before, but not this number of people.
No.
And they're there for somebody else as well. That's another thing, isn't it?
Yeah. But do you know what? The audience is amazing, like at those gigs, because they're there to sit and receive. It's not like a music gig, so it's not kind of loud and leery. Everybody's there to kind of take it all in. So that was gorgeous. The crowd was amazing. And they were... I suppose, look, there's a very male energy at John Cooper Clarke gigs. I don't know if you've ever been.
He's a punk poet. No, I haven't.
A certain demographic, you know, but they often bring their wives. And so, you know, I kind of picked poems that maybe would appeal to, we'll say maybe more the masculine energy in the room.
Okay.
I didn't do so much of the I'm a tired housewife with loads of kids.
No.
I did do the menopause because... Every man in that room has a mother, a sister, a wife, a friend who possibly is gone through or will go through it. So, look, as it turned out, there was plenty of menopausal women in the room and they were all like, I'm with you on the hot flushes. But it was great. It was great. It was exciting. I did everything yesterday to distract myself. I cleaned the toilet. I hoovered the stairs. I was like, I can't believe I'm about to do this. You know, it's a bit like having a baby. You know, you're like...
No, I don't. I've never had a baby.
Well, it's coming and you're going into the hospital and there's no turning back. Like, you have to get to the end of it. So, like, I walked out onto that stage and I was like, 10 minutes.
But isn't this the brilliant thing? Somebody said it to me a few years ago. They said, you know, your body reacts to being nervous and being excited the same way.
Oh,
so it's just about labelling.
Wow.
See?
Yeah.
So that,
I remember that.
Yeah. Because you were excited about...
Madly excited. I had a dressing room and all right with my name on it.
Brilliant.
You know, it was just a business.
Right, you can go back in when you headline the Olympia. Okay, Jan Brereton, that's the deal. Right, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Ray.
Everybody is a poem.
Everybody is a poem, midlife and rhymes,
Cormac and Sarah on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.